Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Happy 2020. This is officially the first episode of 2020. I was so excited to start a new year, as I'm sure all of you have been as well, and I still am excited about 2020. But last year, I planned topics to talk about for 2019, but going into this year for 2020, I felt God telling me to not plan anything, that each week He would give me a topic to discuss on the podcast. And I was excited to hear from God. I was excited to be in this new space. I was eager to be pushed outside of my comfort zone because if you know me, I am a planner and I have to plan everything to the T. So the fact that God is like, show up each week and I'll give you what you'll talk about that week, opposed to me planning things out, whether it's month by month or quarter by quarter. So this is something that is new for me. So the fact that God wanted me to go into this new year without planning these topics was a big change for me, but I gave God my yes. And the first week of January, I uploaded my testimony about how God fulfilled His promise to me and built me a house that I didn't think that I could afford. So if you've listened to a few episodes back, I was sharing about something that God was promising to me. I didn't share in detail that it was a house. So if you remember that episode, this is what the promise was. The episode was about God supplying our needs, and my anchor verse at that time was Philippians 4:19. So go back and listen to it if you haven't. So now the second week of January is approaching, and I'm looking forward to what God will reveal to me so that I could prepare for it that weekend and go ahead and record the second episode for the year. Well, Thursday, January 9th, I got news that one of my friends had passed away. Totally not the way I saw this new year starting off. It was something that completely took me by surprise. And that Saturday, God gave me my topic for the podcast that would be released on that Monday, January 13th. And the title was, just as you are reading it now, Grief, Loss, and Legacy. And I said, okay. And then Sunday came and it's time to prepare and record. And I'm, you know, saying I'm going to do it. And then I started thinking that this is just too much. Like, I can't record anything about this topic right now. And I had a moment with God and I was telling Him that, you know, no one wants to hear about this topic at the second week of a new year. And I said, just because I'm experiencing a loss doesn't mean that this is what everybody else needs or this is what everybody else wants to hear right now. And God said, look at how many people you've seen on social media who didn't make it into 2020. Look at how many of your friends, loved ones didn't make it into 2020. Look how many people who haven't made it into the second week of this year. And He said the holidays had just passed. Many people were grieving that missing seat at the table. They were just grieving and thinking about the memories that they were not able to create this past holiday season. And that this is something that is fresh for a lot of people. So God said, this is a topic that not many people want to talk about, but it's a topic that needs to be addressed. So many people are really stuck into, and not everybody, some people are stuck into searching and only wanting to hear the fill me up messages, whether it's from a sermon, whether it's from a podcast. But God was saying that this is really the time to dig into the reality of what people are dealing with and truly struggling with, and provide them with what they need to truly get through this season. Truly provide for them what they need in this season. But every time that I would set out to work on the podcast episode or even think about it, it was just something that I was just not in the right headspace to do it. I was still processing the unexpected death of my friend, and I too myself was grieving. And I'm the type of person, if I'm going through something, I want to at least get in a space where I'm able to talk about it, where I'm not breaking down crying and things like that. So I reached out to make an appointment with my therapist because I had a ton of things that I needed to talk about, and I didn't have peace with my friend's passing. I was struggling with, did she make it to heaven? Did she not? I had a ton of what if questions that literally ran through my mind daily to the point that it was causing me to have headaches, severe headaches, and I do not get headaches. And many of you know, if you follow me on social media or if you listen to the first series of this podcast, that back in 2016, one of my dearest friends passed away. And yes, I grieved. Yes, I mourned. Yes, I was sad. But I had peace. And one of the reasons why I had peace is I knew that she had accepted Christ as her Lord and Savior. I knew that she was in heaven. I knew that she was in a far better place than here on this earth. And even though it was a traumatic death, I still was able to have peace with that. Then to lose another friend in a way that was not traumatic, so to speak, and not have peace, it may seem a little bit odd to some, or at least for me, I would think that I would be able to handle it better or handle it differently. And one of the things that I kept telling myself is, I've been here before, I got this. I've been here before, I got this. And I just kept telling myself that for me to be okay and to cope with what truly happened. And what I learned is that, yes, I've been here before. I know what it feels like to lose a friend, but I wasn't grieving in the same way. I was affected and impacted in a totally different way. And no one death or loss will be handled the same. And that's something that I learned in that. I can't expect to get over it as quickly as I did another time. So I just wanted you guys to kind of know that, like, even if you've experienced like a death or you've experienced something, we all process things differently. And it also reminded me of just times when people do lose loved ones and out of response will say like, oh, I know what you're feeling. I know this is so bad. I know how bad you're hurting. And if I process different deaths differently, surely I don't know what I'm going to be feeling the next time that it happens. And truly, you don't really know how I'm feeling, right? And the fact that I process things differently, surely other people do as well. And it took me back to a time when I had a friend who was grieving the loss of a parent. And I think I said something along those lines that we probably typically say is, oh, I know how difficult this is, or something like that. And they responded, you know, I'm just trying to be comforting and encouraging and trying to help them, you know, through what they're feeling. And they're like, do you know? Do you really know how I feel? And I was taken aback. But the truth is, I didn't know, because at that time, and obviously now as well, like, I haven't lost a parent. And given my experience now with losing two friends, even at that time, had I had lost a parent, I still wouldn't have known how difficult it was for them. So the last thing you should ever say to somebody is, I know how hard this can be, or I know how you're feeling. And better yet, not even the last thing that you should say. Like, I just think it's something that we just shouldn't say, because we truly don't know how that person feels. We truly don't know what it is that they are going through. And I think naturally it comes out of our mouths as trying to be comforting when we truly haven't reflected on what those words truly mean that we are saying. So let's continue on this timeline. So now it is nearing the end of January, and I still haven't been able to record, let alone prepare for this podcast episode. And then boom, it's January 29th comes and Kobe Bryant, the legendary NBA player, along with his daughter and seven others have died in a helicopter crash that literally shook the entire world. And on this tragic day, I was reminded how important it was for me to get this podcast episode done and why God gave me this topic, not just because me and my losses and what I'm currently going through, but for others as well. But I still couldn't do the episode. I just wasn't in the right headspace. And the fact that I hadn't had peace with the loss of my friend, I didn't want to put something out that came from my flesh or that came from anger and like literally didn't come from the Holy Spirit because of the feelings and thoughts that I was having in regards to my friend passing. So the first week of February, I finally saw my therapist and let everything out. I shared all my what if scenarios, how I didn't have peace, not knowing if she made it to heaven, going back and forth, hoping that my testimonies or me sharing Christ and scriptures and just being a light sparked something in her to accept Christ. And my therapist stopped me and asked if God revealed to me if she made it to heaven or not, would that change anything? And the truth is, it wouldn't have changed a thing. Also, just because I didn't know specifically doesn't mean, you know, she made it or didn't make it. It was just, I'm searching for something that would make this all make sense or trying to find something that would give me comfort or assurance. And I also, you know, was truly concerned as well whether she went to heaven or hell or not. And also wondering if I had done enough as a friend. So my therapist told me all the energy that I was putting into all of these what if scenarios, take that same energy and pour it into the relationships that I still do currently have now. And I was like, I can do that. That's good. And also her encouraging me along with continuing to pray for peace as well. And she had asked me what I was going to do to honor my friend. And she knows that for my friend Julia, who passed back in 2016, she knows that for her birthday every year that I make a pink rosette cake that she used to make and I go to dinner to celebrate her and to celebrate her life. And Julia was also a big self-care advocate. And it's one of the reasons why I pride myself in self-care and why I date myself on Fridays and me taking at least an hour each day when I come home from work to chill or relax or scroll or watch a TV show or read a book or just quiet my mind, whatever it is that will give me peace and to help me to just take a break from everything that I've done throughout the day. So when she asked what I had planned to do to honor my friend Jamaica, I told her I hadn't even thought that far. Like, I'm still trying to get to the peace phase. But then it clicked that one of my personal goals this year was to celebrate my friends more publicly and to celebrate them more privately. And Jamaica was a person who always showed love publicly via social media as well, always sending me messages, always had something nice to say, always was just excited about what God was doing in my life and my testimonies and my growth, and always supporting me in business and ministry as well. And I'm kind of a low-key person on social media. She is or was as well. And sometimes I see stuff, but I may not like it or comment on it because I don't want people to know that I'm on social media. I know it probably sounds crazy. So this year I said I was doing better, and not just on social media, but privately as well. And literally 2 days before she passed, I, you know, expressed or show love to her privately, sending her a message. And honestly, to this day, I don't even know if she got it or not. But if you've seen my Instagram or my Facebook page, in honor of her, and also to fulfill my goal of celebrating others more publicly, I am dedicating my social media on Fridays as Friendship Friday, and it has a bouquet on the hashtag at the end of it as well. And it's to share with you all the impact that my amazing friends have in my life, how awesome they are, and how much they mean to me. And it is an act for me to also give them their flowers now while I can, rather than later. So I shared that I'm not sure if I'll have 52 friends to share for the whole year and the years to come as well, but the plan is for me to at least do it every other week, and I'll be able to share that with you guys. And I pray that you all will be able to join me as well, and that you will have an opportunity to give your friends their flowers now and share with them how much they mean to you, and how they have had an impact on your life and how much they mean to you. And also, when you see the characteristics that I share, or if you go on the hashtag and see the characteristics of the friends that other people have, if you notice that there are characteristics that other people share within their friendships that you desire to have in your friendships and you don't have, I encourage you to pray and ask God to send you the friends that you truly desire to have in your life. So now we are 3 months into the new year, and it is now March, and I have peace with the loss of my friend, and I am ready to share what God wanted me to share in January. And although I didn't do it in January, I still trust God's timing, and I'm grateful for his grace. I'm grateful for his many chances. And I'm also grateful in the fact that I actually have more to share with you now than I did in January. So in some sense, this all has worked out. And now here is, in the world we are experiencing a pandemic where we have a virus that has caused grief and loss to our world, to our nation, to other countries as well. So I just really want to go ahead and quickly dive into this, and just to kind of show you as well that had I released this in January, obviously this would still help with what's going on in this world, but I'm also able to give more things that God has shared with me. So let's get into it. Grief, loss, and legacy. So maybe someone you love has passed recently. Maybe you are still struggling with getting over the loss of a loved one or a friend or a family member or a colleague. Maybe they have passed away years ago and it's something that still grieves your spirit. Maybe there are triggers that drive you into a deep place of darkness and isolation. Maybe you don't have peace with the loss of a loved one. Maybe you have uneasiness not knowing if they made it to heaven or if they didn't. Maybe you are questioning God, asking why did he allow this to happen? How couldn't this happen in a different way? Or how come it couldn't have been a better or different outcome? You may have also been asking why he allowed this to happen. Or it can even be someone who you have never met a day in your life before. Maybe it's somebody that you admire. Maybe it's somebody that you look up to. It can be an artist. It can be a public figure. It can be a sports player who has possibly passed away. Maybe you are grieving the state of this world right now and all that is going on with this coronavirus and the amount of people that have lost their lives from it, or even those who are struggling and in the hospital right now. Or maybe you know some friends or families or loved ones who have had someone who has passed or is battling with this as well. Or maybe your loss or grief is totally unrelated to death. And I say that because I think a lot of times we think that grief is only or always tied to death, when truly grief is tied to anything that you have lost. So let's talk about loss. I know the title of the podcast is Grief, Then Loss and Legacy, but technically we are actually going to dive into loss first. So let's just talk about some examples of loss outside of death. It can be a relationship that has ended. Maybe it was a bad relationship. Maybe you've had a breakup. That can be an example. Maybe someone that you love is struggling or experiencing or battling an illness or a sickness and it's grieving you. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you've had a financial setback. Maybe you've been laid off. Maybe you have lost your home or you aren't able to pay your rent or your home is in foreclosure. Maybe you've lost some valuables or things or memories that can never be replaced. Maybe your pet has died. Maybe you have moved away from home or to a new city and you don't have the support or the presence of family or friends. Maybe your family is literally in a state of separation right now where you're divided and you can't see how unity is going to take place or how things are going to be back to normal with this division. Maybe you are going through a divorce or you have lost a child, whether it be a stillborn or a miscarriage, or you've been in an accident or your home has been broken into and some things were taken. Maybe you are in the midst of a friendship that is ending or has ended. Maybe you were once engaged and the engagement has been called off. So with that being said, I hope that you find some sense of comfort knowing that grief and loss doesn't always have to be tied to a death. Maybe you are having feelings or thoughts that are tied to things that you would think that someone would have had someone pass, but whoever or whatever you have lost, it is okay to grieve. It is okay to mourn. It is a process, and I hope that this episode helps with your healing process. And if you are someone who has never lost anything, or you aren't grieving or mourning or don't have struggles with either of the things that I've mentioned so far, please continue to listen to this episode, because if you don't get anything out of this episode, legacy will touch you in a way that it has never before. So, grief, loss, and legacy. So like I said, loss is what actually happens first. So let's dig a little bit deeper into loss. So what is loss? Loss is the fact or process of losing something or someone. So I just gave some examples of loss outside of death as well. Loss can be destruction or ruin. And destruction can be stated as the action or process of causing so much damage to something that it is no longer repairable or that it no longer exists. So that can be an example of a fire or an accident or a family being torn apart. Loss is also the act of losing possession. So maybe it's valuables you've lost or valuables you've lost in a tornado or a hurricane or some type of natural disaster. Loss is also consider failure to gain, win, obtain, or utilize. So maybe you didn't get the promotion that you wanted. Maybe you didn't achieve your goals that you set out. Or maybe you didn't win that award. Or maybe you didn't get that job. Loss is also the decrease in amount, magnitude, or degree. So maybe you are not at a total loss, but maybe once something was in your possession and now it is beginning to diminish or fade away, or you are losing a portion of it. Many times we've heard at loss, and that is sometimes we may say, I'm at a loss for words, but what does that look like outside of speech? What does that look like outside of you saying that? And it can be uncertainty as to how to proceed, how to go on with something, how to carry forward, or how to operate without something or someone that you're used to having. It can be not being able to produce what is needed, not being able to produce what's needed to get the job done, what's needed for you to provide for yourself or your family. Maybe you are unable to conceive or unable to bear fruit at this moment. And obviously loss can be tied to death, as I stated as well. And maybe you've lost someone who you will no longer physically see. You may no longer, that person may no longer physically be a part of your life anymore, and somebody that you can't call, you can't talk to, you can't physically visit or hear from them or hear their voice or call them and get advice from them. So I want you to take some time and figure out what it is that you identify with the examples that I have given so far or the areas that I've discussed so far. And just briefly, or you can spend as much time on this as you need to, but I want you to really take some time to do this and to pause and to write these things down. Write down what that loss is, and I want you to truly reflect. So write about what the loss is, and also write what your feelings are that are tied to that loss. And I want you to be honest with yourself. I want you to be honest with God, and I want you to lean on Him to bring some things to light that you may not think is a big deal or you may not think is important. Or maybe you have some feelings or thoughts that you haven't shared with anyone, whether you feel ashamed or afraid, or you don't want people to judge you, or you don't want to be seen as vulnerable. You don't want people to know that you are still struggling with this, whatever the case may be. So take some time to reflect on that. And if this is not your current season, that's fine. I want you to write down some times and examples when this was your season and when you were at a loss or had lost something. And secondly, I want you to share this podcast and share this episode with someone, because although this may not be your season right now, this episode as well as this series will be able to help you with those who this may be their season. So now, once you've lost something or someone, the next step or the next stage is typically grief. And I know sometimes grief and mourning is used interchangeably, so we'll dig into mourning as well. But I don't want to rush this process. This is going to be a series. We are not going to be able to get through all of this in one episode, or it will be a super long episode. But I really want you to take some time to complete this exercise and just all the things that I've mentioned just now. And I will see you on the next episode as we dive into grief and mourning. And we also will be covering coping with grief, and then our final topic of being legacy. So talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.